وعن أبي سعيد سعد بن مالك بن سنان الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: كان في من كان قبلكم رجل قتل 99 نفسا فسأل أن أعلم أهل الأرض فدل على راهب فأتاه، إلى آخر الحديث. Before this, in the previous hadith we did, there were four subjects that were discussed. One was the great virtues of acquiring knowledge, knowledge of deen, and that is for everyone, a student who has freed a number of years in order to acquire knowledge of deen, he also gets that virtues. And any other person who even just asks a masala with sincerity, he wants to know how to do this, he's acquiring knowledge of deen, great, great virtues are even for that person. Secondly, then the masala about wearing the leather socks, the moza, that was also discussed briefly here. The details are in the kitabs of fiqh. And then thirdly, with regard to love, who a person loves, he will be with that person on the day of Qiyamah. And that gave a source of great joy to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that they will be with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also have to develop that love, the true love of Allah, of His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and so that we can be also with them if we have the true love. And then fourthly was with regard to the subject matter under discussion, and that is Tawbah, that Allah has kept the door of Tawbah wide open till the very clear signs of Qiyamah will come. Till that time this door of Tawbah is open. This hadith also explains to us how much Allah Ta'ala forgives and how readily Allah Ta'ala forgives when a person turns to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But all this tawbah, istighfar, and definitely Allah forgives a person's sins when he makes tawbah and istighfar, but it is no license to commit sins. It is just in case a person fell into sin, now how he can come out of it. Having soap and water, a bathroom, everything does not mean that a person goes and falls into the mud and sand and dirties himself. But in case he falls therein, then he has a bathroom, he's got everything in order to clean himself. So tawbah is just a means to clean ourselves, not a license to commit sins. Which beautiful example our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah gave, that if the doctors have to develop an ointment, that if a person burns the worst degrees of burns, but you just apply that ointment and you immediately become right again, and in fact better than before, that is not a license to go and burn yourself. That I've got that, now I can burn myself, I can apply the ointment. It is that in case you do burn by mistake, you take all your precautions, but still you burn, then you have got that ointment, you can apply it, and again you can be better than before. Just like that tawbah, Allah has given us that ointment to clean our heart that has become black, that has become rusted, that has become completely destroyed with guna. Apply this ointment of tawbah and it will come right. In this hadith, Hazrat Abu Sa'id Sa'ad ibn Malik ibn Sinan al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhum said that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kana fi man kana qablakum rajulun, there was a person in the people of before, that is in the Bani Israel, in the people of before, there was a man, qatala 99 nafsan, who had killed 99 people. He had murdered 99 people. But then it came into him that I should make tawbah. I have done wrong. And this also, for all of us, that comes at times that I think I must correct myself. How long am I going to carry on like this? I must do something. This is a great guest of Allah that comes in the heart. And always welcome that guest very open-heartedly. Don't turn it away. When the thought of tawbah comes, then make tawbah. Turn to Allah. Allah is putting it in your heart that you must turn to Him. So at that time, turn to Him. So it came in his heart and he wanted to correct himself. So he asked, فَسَأَلَ أَنْ أَعْلَمِ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ, and he asked, who is the person who is the most knowledgeable on the surface of the earth? So for that tawbah also an effort is required. And he wanted to know who is the most knowledgeable person I can go and I can make my tawbah at his hand, ask him how to make tawbah, whether there is tawbah for me. I've killed 99 people. Well, Allah forgive me. So that desire must come, and then a person must go to somebody who will be able to guide him also. That is also a very important aspect. Fadulla ala rahibin. Then he was told about a certain rahib, a monk. That was in those days amongst the Christians, etc. They have the monks, etc., who cut themselves off dunya. They stay in their monasteries and they worship Allah Ta'ala there all the time. So the certain monk who was like that, they were indicated towards him, go to him. Yeah, also as we will read further, and the ulama explained that he was a person who devoted himself to Allah's ibadah. What we will call a Sufi today. But he was not an alim as such. He was a Sufi, very pious and righteous, but he was not an alim who had the marifat of Allah and knew who Allah Ta'ala is. So when he went to that person, فَأَتَاهُ, he went to him. فَقَالْ إِنَّهُ قَتْلَ تِسْعَةَ وَتَسْعِينَ نَفْسًا فَهَلَّهُ مِنْ تَوْبَةٍ. Then he told that monk that I have killed 99 people. Is that tawbah for me? Well, Allah forgive me, a person who has murdered 99 people. That person, he was deep in the love of Allah, but he did not know who Allah is actually, the marifat of Allah. فَقَالَ لَا. He said, no, there is a person who has killed 99 people, no tawbah for that person. He is doomed to the fire of Jahannam, in other words. فَقَتَلَهُ. And then he killed that monk also. And now he completed, فَكَمَّلَ بِهِ مِئَ. 900 he completed now, 100 murders he had committed. And then we read further that again that desire came, and how he went, and he wanted to still make tawbah, and finally how he got his tawbah, and he went straight to Jannah. So tawbah is there for every person. A person who even has murdered 9900 people, even for such a person there is tawbah. And with regard to murder, Allah says if you kill one person, it is like you have killed the whole of mankind. But if you make tawbah still, Allah will still forgive you if you turn sincerely. There is no guna that Allah will not forgive when you make tawbah. Even kufr and shirk, a person makes tawbah from that, Allah forgives that also. We must always or continuously be making tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. Wa afir.